Act 1, Scene 2.
Page 16.
Oh, please. At my age, getting lucky means finding my car in the parking lot.
I just set off the car alarm with my clicker thing to find mine. People get snippy, but it sure beats walking in circles on hot asphalt.
Getting lucky ceased to be my area of expertise after I killed off all three of my husbands.
Now, Carlene, we've been over this. None of those deaths was your fault. Rick knew better than to grab a downed power line.
And Mac should have had better sense than to participate in an outdoor deviled egg-eating contest on the hottest day in July.
And then Spud, well, what kind of idiot gets drunk and goes skinny dipping in a pond called Lake Moccasin?
The fact remains, I've struck out three times in the game of love, been branded the Black Widow of Eden Falls, Georgia, and I accept it. My romantic life is history.
See? It's hanging on to old beliefs like that that keeps you from finding your happiness. You cannot be a prisoner of your past. All the old stuff that happened is OVER, and this is exactly the part of your life that needs fixing. So, if you ask me, I think you ought to start dating again.
I agree. If you're open to any possibility, you could find Mr. Wright. That very thing happened in the book I just finished. Love me deeply, love me now. Desdemona Divier found Jefferson Montague Hillforth, the love of her life, while she was taking tango lessons in a summer castle just outside of Prague.
Anyway, you just get back on that bicycle, Carlene.
I admit I get lonely sometimes, and I did give it a shot once. I put an ad on the Matchup website that said, husband wanted. I got 73 messages back, and every single one of them was the same. You can have mine. I don't really think I'm up for it, girls. Besides, there's not a sane man within a 100-mile radius who'd want to date the Black Widow.
Oh, don't be so sure. I ran into Porter Paget at the post office this morning, and he asked if you're seeing anybody.
Oh, he was probably just making conversation.
No, he told me he'd recently had a near-death experience, and now he's not really all that afraid of dying. That's why he's up for dating you.
I can't tell you what this does for my self-esteem.
Porter Paget? He's kind of a mama's boy.
Oh, get on board, Mavis. We've got a living, breathing male who's interested.
Oh, Carlene, I'm begging you to say yes. This is just like too deep the heart's river. Countess Rowena LaFrance, the grief-stricken yet noble widow who thought she'd never love again, finally gave her heart to the flaxen-haired, muscular falconer, only to discover he was actually the long-lost son of the deposed and fabulously wealthy Duke of Milan. They lived happily ever after until she plunged to her death from the second highest peak in the Carpathian Mountains. It still gives me chills.
Forget everything she just said and tell me I can go ahead and set it up.
Okay, I'll go out with him if y'all will just stop badgering me.
Well, finally.
Oh, this is the right thing to do.
Now, Carlene, just think of Porter Paget as your starter guy. You're going to have fun, people will notice you're dating, and plenty of other men will start calling you up. This is the beginning of that brand new life we've been talking about.
Excuse me. Hello? Oh, Officer Sparks. Why, I'm home right now, drinking iced tea on the porch. Why do you ask? Ronnie canceled his job interview this morning? Oh, well, of course I knew. No, don't be saying that. Ronnie takes his probation very seriously. Oh, you're on the way over to see him right now? Just give me 5 minutes to straighten up the living room. Bye-bye.
Nita exits. Downstage left.